T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I got to tell you what, Lee, I'm going to be completely exhausted by the election.
Yeah.
If this is what we have to live with day in and day out from the deep state, which apparently now includes the CDC. I mean, we got weaponized intelligence. Let's just look at the last week here, okay? And Trey Gowdy nails this. You know, classified intelligence is classified.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it.
Used to be.
And that means it's illegal to transmit it. And so, yet, classified data has become a weapon for use against the Trump administration. I mean, that Russia data that was in that committee, I mean, immediately gets leaked, right?
Yep.
And are we not told over and over and over from the nobody's above the law crowd?
Oh, yeah.
Which would be the Democrats. Do we have to peek into every corner of Trump's life? We got to subpoena him. We need over 1 million documents. We got to do all that because we got to know. I mean, we have to know if he broke the law. Well, I can tell you what. I know somebody on that Intel committee broke the law.
Yep.
And I know we could figure out who it was by getting their phone records. Heck, if Adam Schiff wanted to, it's his committee. He's already demonstrated he can illegally procure phone records from the deep state. So let's go get the phone records of everybody on that committee. Let's do it. Waiting for the Justice Department. Classified data is not a weapon. It is not, owned by the Democrat Party for their own personal use in violation of the law. I'm sick and tired of the same people who told us we needed to give Trump a prostate exam, just to make sure everything's good up there. And yet, they openly, flagrantly break the law by leaking classified data and then turning around and commenting on it.
Yep.
In the media. I mean, Trey Gowdy was fit to be tied over this, and he's right.
Over a year, we were lectured by the D.C. media and the Democrats that no one is above the law. Remember that? How many times have we heard? No one's above the law, apparently, except whoever leaks classified information out of Adam Schiff's committee. So what the Intelligence Committee needs to give some thought to is stop briefing someone who has a history and is an epidemic leaker. Quit briefing him.
I mean, it's come to that. But see, that's the thing. This is all planned. They leak classified data, and it's perfect because the committee's closed. It's closed. Nobody knows what was actually said, so you can lie about what it is that happened in the committee.
I guarantee you that Schiff is behind this.
Of course he is.
He's giving this to someone else who was a second or third or fourth party so that they can try and remove some plausible deniability issues for him. And then that's what's going on here. It's perfectly obvious. And, you know, it's as you said, there's no one being charged. No one is being investigated.
Yet when Trump wants to legally declassify, which he has the power to do, hysteria.
Yeah.
Absolute hysteria ensues, as we've seen over the last couple of years. Can't do it. No, don't do it now. No. National security. We care about national security. No, they don't.
No.
Liars. Stinking liars. Everyone. But this CDC thing, man. I mean, what happened yesterday? Alex goes out there. He's the head of the Health and Human Services, right? Which is over the CDC, okay? And he has a press conference with all the doctors that are out there. And they lay it out, like, look, this thing, it we could see it gain some numbers, coronavirus in the country. But right now, we have it relatively under control. Everybody ignored him. And they went with some mid-level hack at the CDC. She held her own press conference. The media ignores the head of the Health and Human Services Department's press conference. He's also the head, by the way, of the coronavirus task force for the country. Does he have anything useful to say? Nah. We'll go talk to Rod Rosenstein's sister and pretend it's news. And I mean, the stuff she was saying, here's how you know this is outrageous. This absolute outrageousness. Dr. Nancy Messonnier, who is clearly working not to further the public health, but to crash the stock market and to keep her brother Rod Rosenstein out of prison, since he was the one behind the one of the ones who signed off on those FISA warrants, 17 separate felonies, instances of perjury, but hell, who's counting? She says schools should consider dividing students into smaller groups or close and use internet-based schooling. Businesses should just, you know, just do conference calls. Don't get together. Any kind of mass event needs to be canceled. You might want to cancel your elective surgery. Too dangerous to have that in the U.S. now. For adults, businesses can replace in-person meetings or with video or telephone. She says the coronavirus is going to be severe. Now is the time for businesses, hospitals, communities, schools, and everyday people to begin preparing. Why'd she say that? Because five days ago, we were on the verge, Lee, of hitting 30,000 in that stock market. Man, those consumer sentiment reports are just hitting the ceiling, and everybody's so excited. And those poor business owners probably start creating jobs, and that's a disaster for the Democrats. So guess what? They learned on Tuesday, if they talk up the coronavirus, they can tank the market 1,000 points. So on Wednesday, they trot out Rod Rosenstein's sister to have a dueling press conference with her boss. And then they ignore Alex Azar's press conference.
Usually called insubordination.
Well, that's what, yeah, used to be called.
Now they're called whistleblowers.
Yeah, whistleblowers. Yeah. Here's what, listen, I want you to hear, this is the message, the very cautiously optimistic message from Alex Azar that the mainstream media made sure you didn't hear yesterday.
Lou, our messaging has been consistent throughout. You know, from day one, we have said that we'll have additional cases here in the United States, but thanks to President Trump's historically aggressive containment efforts, we've actually contained the spread of this virus here in the United States at this point. We now have 14 cases of U.S.-identified virus here. These are cases not from bringing people back from Japan or from China, but U.S. cases, 14. We've had 14 for 2 weeks now with no change. So we've got the president's aggressive border control actions. We've got the activation of the finest public health infrastructure in the world. And our hospitals, our doctors, everybody's rowing in the same direction here to keep the American people safe.
So here's the thing. What justified the plum nuts hysterical phone press conference yesterday by Rod Rosenstein's sister, who also happens to be a doctor at the CDC? Nothing. Did you hear that? Those numbers haven't changed in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, hysteria. Close your business or we got to shut the schools down. Why? Because they saw they could tank the market. They learned that on Tuesday. They've been at it for 5 days. When they started this corresponds directly, they've been covering coronavirus, but not with the hysteria, corresponds directly with when the market neared 30,000 and they started this crap. So all the stuff you're seeing in the media, take it with a huge grain of salt. And you know what? If they were honest, and they're not, they would have covered the Azar press conference first and foremost, given that he's the head of the task force. And, you know, if she wants to hold her own press conference, they might have mentioned that there are some dissenting opinions. Instead, they ignored his press conference and covered hers.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just mid-level employees. You could just walk into the intelligence community, get, you know, the intelligence committee, and just make some stuff up about Russia. No evidence. You could just hold your own press conference. No evidence that anything has changed in this country whatsoever with coronavirus in 2 weeks, and try to tank the market with it.
You know what's more deadly than the coronavirus?
I don't know. Tell me.
Crimes by illegal immigrants in this country against American citizens.
Yeah, good point. That's an epidemic.
That is far more deadly than the coronavirus.
Yeah, and you got to love, by the way, speaking of, these hysterical senators. So they, right on cue, as if they had synced their press conference with Rod Rosenstein's sister, which of course they did, at the CDC. They're out there slinging these talking points that Trump doesn't have this under control, right? The same people who want to leave the borders open, right? But somehow Trump's supposed to control the coronavirus. Yeah. Take a listen to this. And you'll hear Larry Kudlow swat this down at the end from the Trump administration.
Approach right now seems to be take 2 aspirin and call us in the morning.
I'd like to see us investing more than we have been and probably more than we're even planning at this stage.
Meanwhile, the Trump team insists the economic fallout should be minimal.
We have contained this, I won't say airtight, but pretty close to airtight.
approach right now seems to be take two aspirin and call us in the morning.
That's a crock. Take two aspirin and call us in the morning. See, that's going to be the fake dumb talking point for the next couple of days. They're going to try to take this. They're going to try to take this down. They got it down to 75,000, 27,000. Excuse me. They got it down to 27,000. They're going to see if they could take it lower with more fake stuff. So look for this. You're going to hear hysterical Democrats, talking heads. Everybody's going to die. Except the Russians, who are undermining our election. Except they're not, because they have no evidence of that. It's just fascinating when you see all the moving parts here. This is one of the best stories I've seen in a long time, where you can see how they manipulate you and why they're manipulating you and why the timing of this press conference is, because we got too close to 30,000. That's why. Hey, but the upside, the good news is, if you're an investor, man, buy up the stocks.
That's right.
Just go ahead. This is a big barn burner of a discount sale right now, because the market will go back up once people realize it's fake.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, it turns out there's a little problem with that literacy program Bernie Sanders was defending, you know, Fidel Castro's literacy program. It was actually a re-education program. Those aren't optional. They're not optional. But I love it, though. I love the fact that the Democrats are actually on national television debating whether we should praise dictators or not. Oh, this couldn't get better. Finally, the country is seeing what these people are like. The folks we've always known they were. Oh, by the way, did you see Pocahontas? Dude, Democrat privilege. You can just lie. It's amazing. And I've been telling you that Joe Biden is literally a clinical compulsive liar. He's not your typical politician. It's beyond that with him. He can't stop. Even if it's self-destructive, he just can't stop. Neither can Lizzie. Did you see this at the Democrat debate? She retold the pregnant, getting fired for being pregnant story. This has been debunked by the mainstream media. Not very loudly, not very vociferously, and not very widely, but debunked anyway. By us and by them. She was not pregnant. She did not get fired for being pregnant. We've got school board minutes that show they wanted her to stay, but she decided to leave. She just happened to be pregnant. Do you know what kind of gall it takes to go after Mike Bloomberg, who I do not like, for telling an employee to kill it when she was pregnant and retell that story how you were pregnant and you got fired when you didn't? I bet her blood pressure didn't go up one iota. I bet it didn't. These people aren't wired like us, folks. Something wrong with them. There is. All right. I always wondered about this, and other moms out there, maybe dads too, wondered about this too. How many years can a child subsist on only chicken nuggets and the occasional slice of pizza? And nothing else. Come on, we all wonder this about kids. At some point, if you've ever had a little one, sometimes you think they're just living off of air and nothing else because they just won't eat. That's the hardest. To me, this is so far, anyway, it's been the hardest part about raising children. It's just getting them to regularly eat. Now that they're older, they're fine. But when they're little, yeah, it's tough. And we still have a brawl with somebody every day at some meal. I don't want to eat. You are eating that. Actually, they don't try that with her dad. He just gives them a look and they're like, yes, sir. I'm the weak link. But anyway, we now know, moms, how long can a child subsist on eating nothing but chicken nuggets? Not that that's what I do with my kids, but, you know, I have been curious in the past. We now know. Thanks to 17-year-old Stacey Irvine. She didn't think her nugget habit was a big deal until she collapsed one day at work. This is from the UK Daily Mail. When Stacey arrived at the hospital, doctors were horrified to find she had eaten chicken nuggets every single day and never ate fruit or vegetables. It's like every other American kid. She's actually in the UK, but the example still works. My main meal is always chicken nuggets every day, Stacey told the paper. By the way, I'm doing this as a public service for some of you who may actually live this way as well. And she wouldn't tell anybody, but I know you're out there. I shared 20 with my boyfriend with chips. So she does eat some potato fried. It's chips. Yeah. Anyway, the answer to the question, 15 years before you collapse. But that's if you don't, you know, heavily, get yourself some vitamins. So they put her on, they diagnosed Stacey with anemia, swollen veins in her tongue, and put her on an emergency vitamin regimen. Stacey's high salt, high fat diet also raises her risk for future chronic health problems like heart disease, stroke, and cancer. She's been told no uncertain terms that she'll die if she carries on like this, Stacey's mom Yvonne said. What's up with Stacey's mom? Should have slapped some sense into her when she was 3. But anyway, she says she can't eat anything. Yeah, right. Since Stacey's taste for nuggets started at age 2, Yvonne has tried everything, including trying to starve her daughter. Whoa, I wouldn't put that in print. I'd alert DSS to get her to eat something healthier. I'm at my wit's end, Yvonne said. I'm praying she can be helped before it's too late. So anyway, if you live this way and you haven't had a vegetable in a while, I just wanted to let you know you got 15 years. Before you collapse. It's one of the many public services we provide here on The Tara Show. 800-347-1063. Text line 713-07. Okay. Meanwhile, did you see what's going on in Seattle? Nothing offends the left more than winning. Look at the reaction to Trump. It's hysterical. But I mean any kind of winning. And this is why we have secret valedictorians now. In high schools, you know you're the valedictorian, but you're not allowed to tell anyone. You don't get to give a speech, and it's not acknowledged, because that would mean that other people had to lose, and we can't have that. So, yeah. Canceling any kind of public winning. We are opening cheerleading squads to the biggest, fattest, ugliest chick who wants to show up, and maybe a guy, too, if he wants to join. It doesn't matter. Everybody gets to be on a squad. So winning is being eliminated in our society because it drives the left insane. If they're not winning, nobody else can be. That literally is the entire basis of their philosophy and outlook on life. So what better way to dropkick the winners or the future of the next generation than what the Seattle schools is doing right now? Did you see this? They have announced their plans to cancel gifted and talented programs because nobody's really gifted and talented. You didn't build that GPA. No, you didn't, but you studied so hard. I know, you only think you built it. See, everybody's gifted and talented. No. This is a spokesperson for school. Everybody is actually gifted and talented. It just doesn't show as much with some people. Yeah, because they're dumb. They're dumb people. And I'm sure they're perfectly nice people, but they're dumb. We know that. Just like there's people like me with 2 left feet who were never going to start on a soccer team, no matter how hard we train. Who are never going to be basketball stars like Michael Jordan. We know this. Why can we not? Anyway, no one will be allowed to win in the school district of Seattle. Everybody's going to be dumb, is going to be dumbed down. Except those who bring drugs to school because They can't arrest you at school for that anymore. So bring your drugs, skip the gift to program, and prepare for a life of welfare.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, so old Jim Clyburn, Lee, he's practically in tears, endorsing, heartfelt endorsement for Joe Biden.
Just happened, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was waiting to see if Joe would live long enough to make the primary before he did the endorsement. But now he's it's Wednesday before the Saturday primary vote, right. So.
And that's important for him because, you know, he's the top African-American Democrat in South Carolina, one of the top three in leadership in the in Washington for Democrats, so that's a very important one for him.
Absolutely. So, good for you. Way to go, Joe. So, two-thirds of the primary voters are Democrat.
We will see if
are black, I mean, in South Carolina.
African-American voters, though,
yeah,
are in agreement this Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be fascinating.
Yeah.
Just given Joe, I mean, Joe truly, he's like a walking history museum. He is, I mean, all of the old segregationists, you might not even know if you're millennial because I mean, that's how old they are. They believed the black and white races should be kept separate. And that was one of the things that Strom Thurmond was so famous for. And, you know, I mean, Joe is one of the only surviving segregationist who's like literally walking around talking and still actively involved in politics. The only one who's pulled it off. I mean, a dude eulogized Robert Byrd, mm-hmm, a grand wizard of the KKK,
yeah,
less than 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Gave the eulogy at his funeral. So he wasn't just there.
Right.
He gave the eulogy. I mean, that alone would be political suicide for a Republican.
Yes.
The Democrats only wish that they had a video of Trump like that.
Yeah.
But they don't. You know, and so this is a guy who literally wrote letters to his colleagues, as a African-American activist recently wrote in the state newspaper. He wrote letters trying to encourage his colleagues to vote for segregationist legislation. That's how old Joe Biden is. So it's going to be amazing to see if he runs away with the black vote in this country, which, you know, once again proves the media can trick anybody into anything. And the left doesn't really care about racism. Doesn't care at all. But anyway, we'll see. Meanwhile, I want to do something a little crazy. I want to defend Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
I'm going to mix it up a little bit. Bernie Sanders. Okay, so Bernie Sanders got in a lot of trouble for this, Lee. I mean, absolute outrage ensued. The Democrats, who were all socialists but pretending not to be, were just beside themselves that their main man, Bernie, would praise Fidel Castro, dictatorial leader of Cuba, who racked up 3,200 kills that we know of while taking over the country.
You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it.
There's a lot of dissidents imprisoned in Cuba.
That's right. And we condemn that.
Okay. Well, the Democrats, they are clutching those pearls, man. They are beside them. So they cannot believe that a prominent quasi-Democrat like Bernie Sanders would do something so radical as to praise Fidel Castro. Or are they really that upset about it? Do they really care?
No.
You know why? Their main man, Obama, did it. And he went much further. Listen to this.
And I said this to President Castro in Cuba. I said, look, you've made great progress in educating young people. Every child in Cuba gets a basic education. That's a huge improvement from where it was. Medical care. The life expectancy of Cubans is equivalent to the United States, despite it being a very poor country, because they have access to health care. That's a huge achievement. They should be congratulated.
Yeah. So, you know what this tells me? They were fine with Obama saying that. Nobody batted an eye. Nobody cared. No one swatted down. Everybody was fine with it. I mean, this is a guy. Do you remember that creepy photo of him standing there in front of that big mural of Che Guevara? Literally honoring, paying homage to it. Do you know that was the square where they did the executions?
Wonderful.
So he's literally standing where people's blood is run. And nobody cared except, like, I don't know, me. And, you know, some other folks on our side of the aisle. Nobody cared. So, I mean, this idea that they, like, really care that Bernie says this stuff, they don't. They just care that they and their donors who complete, you know, they control the DNC. They just care that Bernie's people aren't them. And if Bernie wins, he'll get the purse strings. He'll get control of the whole machine. They'll be out of power. They don't care who Fidel killed. Obama didn't. They were fine with it. This has been done. So, I mean, Bernie is right, Lee. When Bernie said at the debate last night, what are you talking about? This is exactly what Obama said. Why am I in trouble? I don't know. By the way, those literacy programs, they were not literacy. They were re-education programs. They were not teaching you to read and spell. They were forcing communist propaganda down your throat, but whatever. So they're hypocrites, all of them. All these Democrats. Yeah. All these talking heads on television. Chris Matthews, all of them. Bunch of hypocrites. They didn't care when Obama did it because they're fine with Fidel.
Yeah.
They're okay with it. They don't care how many heads have to, you know, how many eggs have to be broken.
As long as they get the omelet.
Yeah, as long as they get the omelet. As long as they're the ones with the omelet. So, I mean, yeah, exactly. And that's the fear with Bernie because he is Mitch. This is what scares. It's the same thing that scared him about Trump. Bernie has, to his credit, managed to fund this campaign. He's way ahead of Joe Biden fundraising with small donations from people who are not high rolling DNC donors. And that scares them because that means they don't control Bernie. You know, so, I mean, they're not above political executions. Clearly, look at Obama. They just don't want Bernie having the gun. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They didn't care about those people. What Obama got away with. And that's why Bernie thought he could say it. And he's not wrong about that. Hypocrites. You know, one of the most fascinating things to do for fun is to post an anti-Castro post on Twitter and then tag resistance and watch what happens.
Yeah.
If you've not done this, try it today. You will. Oh, my God. I mean, I have people on the post, these liberals saying, well, that's just what they say. That's U.S. propaganda that he killed all those people. He probably didn't. Are you kidding me?
Why don't you ask some U.S. citizens down in Miami about that?
Yeah, they seem pretty convinced. Yeah. And they actually came from Cuba.
Yes. Risked their lives to get here to this country.
Here's my favorite. This is from Robert Laurie. This is a picture of my wife's father. He was a doctor in Cuba prior to Fidel Castro's revolution. He owned a small hospital and was famous for his willingness to provide free care to those who couldn't afford it. For this reason, Fidel decided to kill him and his family. He didn't want to shut the clinic down. The government saw it as competition. So, I mean, yeah, that's what you're dealing with here. And I had another guy tweet an thing at me. Well, you know, why are you mad about those people Fidel killed? Because, you know, we killed the Indians and you still support the Bill of Rights. What? Yeah, no, but the Indians was okay. That was problematic. I mean, I get it was bad. We shouldn't have, you know, done that. We didn't do it. The founders did. But you know, people who came. But I mean, they then gave us the greatest set of freedoms ever known into human history. They didn't put us in political gulags. We're not going to live in the gulag for saying what we said this morning. I mean, we.
Nor are we still trying to keep 58 Chevys and Chryslers running.
I know.
Had a little thing called capitalism that worked quite well.
I know. So. My dad would love a trip to Cuba for that reason. He loves those old cars,
yeah.
Man.
I do too, yeah.
He just rubbernecks with those. He said, oh, I used to, my friend Joe had one of those. Yeah, I know, Dad, 50 years ago. I know. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Oh, wait, I got to read this from one of my favorite emailers, Ralph. Oh, where'd it go? Because it was so funny. Oh, here it is. I want to hear a joke. What did commies use for light before candles? Electricity. I thought that was a good one. Okay. Meanwhile. Texter, I say, Tara, I went to Cuba last spring on a cruise. Those cars are not as nice as they look, but I have to give it to them. They've kept them running for 60 to 70 years. Yeah, that is something. Now, the texter writes, cars there are junk, talking about Cuba. Junkyard mechanics did whatever was necessary to keep them running. Texter writes, Democrats under age 55 think re-education is when you go back to school to learn to code or something, like during Obama's presidency. Well, the texter writes, and Mussolini made the trains run on time. Finally, texter writes, I was going to vote for crazy Bernie this weekend, but I've changed my mind. I want to keep creepy Joe as long as he can in the running because he's good for a million laughs. Oh, that reminds me. So, Joe doesn't scare me. Joe didn't scare me when he was polling at 40%. Joe doesn't scare me now. I've been saying that for a year. Now you see why. Exactly what I told you. He's mental. He's not mentally all there. Did you see this? This has got to be a first. Ronnie Jackson. You know who Ronnie Jackson is? He's a doctor. He was the official White House, former White House doctor, Ronnie Jackson. He put out a tweet. I've got it up on my Twitter account. Here's what the tweet says. Remember the cognitive test I gave Donald Trump? The one he aced. Sounds like somebody else might need some testing done. Scary! Exclamation point. And he posted a video of Joe Biden saying, I'm the Democrat candidate for the United States Senate. Same guy who claimed his son was the U.S. Attorney General last week. Except he wasn't. I don't think he was lying. I think he was confused. He's just generally confused. Pretty bad. Do you remember the obsession, by the way, over the cognitive test by the media of Trump? Because you could tell by looking at Trump something's wrong with him, obviously, right? I know they're the media. They could tell. And so, Ron, remember all that? I mean, it lasted like 3 days. And so they accused the doctor of, like, you know, I guess, I don't know, giving Trump bonus points or something. Like he obviously wasn't all cognitively there, and we needed to know the truth. Yeah. Where's the same scrutiny of Biden? We just had the White House doc call Joe Biden's mind scary. Is that newsworthy? You know, it would be if it was Trump. Okay, never mind. Nobody cares. Oh, if it was Trump, it would never end. Where I come from, you don't go very far unless you have. By the way, yes, 150 million gun owners dead.
That has caused carnage on our streets. 150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars.
And this was in the last week, too.
And you're the ones that sent Barack Obama the presidency. And I have a simple proposition here. I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
This was in the last week. Okay, never mind. Yeah, so I'm not worried about Joe Biden. Never have been. Bloomberg scares me, though. I don't know. I'm afraid what happens if Biden gets killed off in his primary on Saturday. But what do I know? Texter writes, oh, to be a Democrat during a campaign debate. Brains are not required. No, they're not. Now the texter writes, the closest the Dow got to 30,000 was 2 weeks ago on February 12th. Has been dropping rapidly since last Thursday. Your explanation for this is a press conference that happened yesterday. No, that's not what I said. That's what I said. 5 days ago, got the chart right here. 5 days ago, the Dow, it was at 29,500. And they started in on this hysteria, and it got shriller as it went, and they managed to finally tank the market to 1,000 points. They got it down. So, yeah, they weren't going to let him get that 500 points. You kidding me? We were well headed for that, too. Especially with the announcement about the rates and the new business optimism, consumer sentiment optimism, all that's coming out. They had to stop it. They only win when you lose, folks. And they're going to make sure that happens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.